Well, as we return to this 33rd chapter of Isaiah, this time the 5th verse, we do well to remember that Isaiah is generally concerned with the coming judgment on the 10 tribes of Israel by the hand of the Assyrians in 722 BC, as well as the later exile of the remaining 2 tribes in 586 by the Babylonians. And at verse 1, Isaiah declares that though Assyria will be God's instrument in this national judgment, God, however, will judge them in return. You see, even as worldly kingdoms dot and pepper the landscape of world and biblical history, there's another kingdom that lurks invisible in the background. And it is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that as the substance of verse 5. The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. Now, we ought not leave this in an abstract way as an Old Testament thing without New Testament understanding. We ought to see it as signaling what is now the case, what has always been the purpose and plan of God, that the eternal Son of God was to leave His heavenly throne to become a man, and therein to redeem mankind. And after that redemption is accomplished, His work finished, He would return to that heavenly throne in His exalted humanity, full of glory, full of honor, and bestow all the blessings, the benefits of that, to those who are called of God. And the particular benefit that's noted is that He would then fill Zion with justice and righteousness. That's the benefit from our Lord Jesus to us on account of His returning to heaven